Amidst a busy day at the Capitol Wednesday, a committee of Utah lawmakers took time to consider end-of-life options. Democratic Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck submitted draft legislation that would allow terminally ill Utahns to end their lives with medical assistance. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
Several terminally ill patients testified before the committee, like Janet Lemaire, who has stage 4 colon cancer. She assured the committee that she wants to live.
But my death is inevitable, no matter how hard I fight and how willing I am to try almost anything to extend my life. The aid in dying bill would give me some control of how I would die, how and when I would die. Please help pass this bill so I won't suffer at the end.
The proposal under consideration would allow a patient to request a prescription from a physician for medication that would end her life. The patient must be a mentally competent adult who is diagnosed with an irreversible and incurable illness that will result in death in 6 months or less. Medical experts and advocacy groups testified on both sides of the issue. There were not many questions from the Committee of Lawmakers, but Republican Representative Norm Thurston did challenge Dr. Margaret Batten, a distinguished professor of philosophy and adjunct professor of internal medicine at the University of Utah.
We're talking about a circumstance in which, that is terminal illness, in which, remember this, there is no way out. Death is coming.
For all of us.
Well, but we're not terminally ill. You don't appear to be terminally ill.
Well, we are all terminally ill. We will all die.
No, we're not in the legal sense.
But debate was cut off as the committee chairs reminded the lawmakers that there was limited time for discussion. The bill sponsor, Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck, says she'll be working behind the scenes to build support and is open to changing the legislation. This is the third year in a row she's attempting to pass a right-to-die bill in Utah. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.